USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96. Buckingham Palace releasing a statement saying the Queen died peacefully this afternoon in Scotland. Flags across the UK were lowered to half-mast ahead of a national minute silence and the start of an official mourning period. Someone close to former President Donald Trump is being indicted.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon surrendered to a New York City courthouse Thursday to face new state criminal charges. The new indictments against him have yet to be made public. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In the run-up to the midterm elections, the Senate is gearing up soon to hold a vote on the Respect for Marriage Act, which looks to ensure federal protections for marriage equality, including same-sex marriages. While discussing the issue, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, weighs in on members of the GOP who follow the Make America Great Again philosophy.
Now, MAGA Republicans have escalated their rhetoric against same-sex marriage and want to normalize gender discrimination. MAGA Republicans seem to make it their business to pick on certain groups, not to do things that are positive and move things forward.
Those comments as Schumer's Political Action Committee continues to donate to what he calls MAGA Republicans. Russian President Vladimir Putin will be meeting next week with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The Russian state news agency TASS saying the two leaders will meet in Uzbekistan during a meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Fire and rain could be the theme for Southern California by the weekend. The National Weather Service saying Hurricane Kay, which is churning up off the coast of Mexico, is expected to generate heavy rains beginning Friday night. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Texas abortion law doesn't have an exception for rape, but Republican Governor Greg Abbott says that doesn't mean victims will be forced to give birth.
The state provides Plan B at no cost to any person who's a victim of rape.
An Oklahoma town no longer has a police department. All police officers in the town of Arkoma on the state's border with Arkansas quit Wednesday after growing frustrations with salaries they believe are too low. A spokesman said the officers were promised a raise starting in July, but still haven't received one. He added the starting salary currently sits at just $14 an hour. Four people were shot and killed Wednesday in Memphis, just days after police found the body of a teacher who was kidnapped and killed. District Attorney of Shelby County, Steve Mulroy, says he advises the public to pray for victims.
Rest assured that we have an awesome law enforcement force.
Memphis police also say that a mom and baby were abducted from a store last week and released after giving two kidnappers $800. Longtime CNN anchor Bernard Shaw is dead at the age of 82. Shaw was the network's first chief anchor when it launched in 1980 and was with CNN for over 20 years. He was known for his coverage of major world events like the Gulf War. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.